This is the Sunday Worship Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Sam Davidson and it's great to be with you. Our speaker today is Austin Hardwick, who works as a children's specialist in the children and youth team at THQ. Every year, the Salvation Army celebrates the International Day of Children and Young People on the last Sunday of April. This year's theme is Grow, and we're going to be thinking about how we can grow in our love and service for God and others. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches." Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 says, "Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness."
If you experienced the joy of family holidays in a pre-AirPod life, you may know the centrality of the car stereo, which rejuvenated hours of motorway traffic jams. It was a shared experience, tolerating an entire album of one person's preference. It occasionally lives on when a playlist gets permission, but it's surprising what you learn about another's character from their musical taste. I have even discovered new artists and brilliant songs in the inescapable crucible of dusty windscreen and hot wine gums. And why put myself through that? Because I love the people with me in the car. To criticise their preferences would be to personally strike at the soundtrack of their lives, their willingness to be vulnerable, their choices, and most deeply their way of making sense of the world as they grow. The theme of today is grow. I wonder if coming alongside children and young people is an opportunity for you to do just that. Grow in understanding, grow in cultural knowledge, or grow in patience. If Jesus is right in saying that God is with us when two or three gather, Matthew 18 verse 20 could mean that our metaphor of an inconvenient car journey indeed lies ahead. Lifelong Faith Associates have done some research into what happens when young and old spend time together in developing Christian faith. I quote, "The young bring energy and questions, while older members provide wisdom and experience. Children develop more positive attitudes about the elderly, and seniors experience greater life satisfaction and self-worth. When generations share life, all are enriched." Outside of the church, we may struggle to find one place in society where you see the encouragement to sharing life. But it's always been messy. After a family road trip to Jerusalem, Jesus' parents took 3 days to find their 12-year-old. As we read in Luke 2, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favour with God and man. With his parents in distress, Jesus is found participating in this place for young and old. And I believe that Jesus and his parents grew in that moment of revelation. Such mutual revelation is echoed in the term place sharing, an anchor for the work of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, pastor and theologian, arrested for crimes against the Nazi government, who in the final days of World War II was sentenced to death in a concentration camp. Place sharing was how he described walking in another's shoes, spending time getting to know them, with no agenda other than to see something of the mystery of God revealed in their life. I've seen this when children perform in school assemblies, sing their songs in talent shows, dance their routines. Something does touch our hearts. And Bonhoeffer believed that place sharing was ultimately demonstrated through the incarnation, the Christian belief that God took on human form and thereby knows what it means to suffer. Currently, you may hear another word doing the Christian rounds, intergenerational. Now, before you dive for cover at the threat of an action song, this is about how to be together. You may hear vocabulary including collaboration, relationships, sharing resources, feeling safe, a local church culture in which differences become a gift and not a threat. I asked Liz Hall, Deputy Director of Family Ministries, to expand on these ideas.
I think it's about feeling a sense of security, of being truly known and truly valued by other people. People outside of your peer group, because sometimes that can be a bit of a tiring cultural echo chamber. But being enriched by the wisdom and the experience of other generations. I think there's something about honesty, about creating a culture of anyone being able to be curious, to ask a question or make an observation without being patronised and without fear of judgment or humiliation, which I guess kind of describes a perfect somewhere where everyone wants to be, perhaps.
Ask any Manchester United football fan and they will testify to the project. Patience and flexibility are needed, as it takes time to change a culture. But what if the perfect somewhere to which Liz alludes is not so much a project as an opportunity for you and I to grow? In mutual service, leadership is developed and people glimpse life together as the body of Christ. We are the project. It appears that growing as individuals might be inconvenient, even costly, and require some effort. I wouldn't choose the Arctic Monkeys after 3 hours on the M4. It may not be the future you had planned for yourself, but if your intention is to grow, then you may enjoy this final word of challenge from Liz Hall.
Do we really want to share lives with one another? Do we really want to value everybody, which means really knowing everybody? Do we really want to see what belonging to the family of God is like and really take our responsibility towards each other as children of God seriously?
The International Day of Children and Young People is not just an opportunity to pray, but also to create space for them to participate in every aspect of our mission. It's about giving them a voice and a stage. So, if you're not already listening in the car, I encourage you today to start the engine, begin the trip, and let's turn up the music.
I believe in the God who made the universe. My God is over all. I have a promise that's always with me. I have a friend I can always believe. I have a maker who knows me by name. I have a friend who is always the same. He is strong, he is wise, he is there by my side. He is kind, he is good, he is true. I believe in the God who made the universe, and I believe in the Son who gave it all, and I believe in the Spirit of life in me. Son who gave it all, and I believe in
Spirit alive in me.
My God is over all.
Our thanks go to Austin for bringing today's challenging message, and also to Liz Hall. For all the latest information and resources for children and youth, please head to salvationist.org.uk. You can also find a series of articles from this week's Salvationist magazine written by children and young people. And here's a closing benediction from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. May you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Goodbye and God bless.